See, we're holding on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. We just finished discussing a number of different levels of the question of whether you go according to the essential or the core, or I guess we would call it in English, the core of what out of which something grows, or whether you look at the Tosefet. So today, on the last line, Boi Rovelin Yin Ma'aser Mai. What would be the din? Megabi Maisa. We spoke about Kilayim, and we spoke about Kaloyak Kerem, and we spoke about Chodosh. What's the din Lagabi Maisa? Hefidami. What exactly is the case? Kigon de Amdinu Viatrinu. What happened is somebody went ahead, he did his Ksira, and he had the actual kernels of wheat, and he took Maisa from what he had without any further activity. In other words, he didn't continue on to do the various things that he would have done with the wheat. Instead, he planted it. B'shaklinu. V'yosif alahu. And then he went ahead and after planting, of course, it grew. So imtin saloma lo azvim basar iker. So here the question is, if you don't go according to the core, the tosefet boi yisure, so whatever grows requires maiser, Iker mai. What about what's left with the Iker? So we had yesterday, the case was that he took the Shibolim. He didn't do the Disha and the Shibolim. He had the actual plant. And he replants it after taking off mice. Omalei Abaya, I don't understand. You always take Chitim and you plant it. And then what grows obviously requires Meiser again. I mean, the fact that you're taking Meiser from the Chitim that you put into the ground, I mean, so what's not Kamina if over here you put the whole plant into the ground? Oh, Malay, what do you mean? There's a tremendous difference. Davashes are okala lomi boile. I'm not asking it something where the seed now disintegrates. You don't see anything left of the seed. You see the new growth? Over there, of course it requires Meiser. This is all new material. Our question is talking about, I had the core growth, where I had the actual plant, and now there's more on it. So my question is, whether you go according to we say that the Iker now also requires a Meiser or not. So he's taking it yet a step further, because if we're going to say now that we look at the new growth, this new growth unassociated with the Iker, maybe we should say that the Iker is essentially brought up to the new growth. And now it's all considered to be, as if I replanted it, it's new growth. I have to take off what's required for the Iker as well. So let's say 5 grains originally. Now I have 15. I've got to take off myself on the whole 20, not just on the 15 that grew. So kikami vayle dover she'im zaron kola, which is this case, mine. Well, I mean, I have a clear indication of what the halacha is over there. Tishud lemi hadi amrav Yitzchak amrav Rabbi Yochanan. Litra batzal. Now, I mean, obviously a batzal is not zaro kola. The onion continues to grow, to expand. It doesn't disintegrate, it disappears. And it says over there, you take a litra batzal, shikikno v'zaro metaser lefikulo. You now were metakein it, and you took off maisa from it, and then you take it and put it back into the ground. And now you have to take off, if you take it out again, you have to take off mice for the whole thing. So in other words, let's say originally you had 5 ounces, and now you have 15 ounces of new growth, total of 20 ounces, you'll have to take off mice on the whole 20 ounces. So there's your answer. That apparently the acre now becomes part of the Tosefet, and the planting of it, there's no battle, it's shame, heter, and now it becomes tevel again, and you take off the whole thing. Well, no, that's not a riot to me, you see, because Hosam Hainu's Riato, the norm of being Zorea Batzal, is to take the Batzal and put it into the ground. So obviously the Zoria, the thing, is Nevada, its shame as a freestanding entity, and now it's bottled to the ground. Mashenkin, we have a Shibboleth, the way in which I plant wheat is I take the chita and I plant the chita, not that I plant the plant. So here I didn't do the derek of Zuriyas. The question is whether I do this now as a continued growth of what was there before, and whatever was there before, does it become bottled to the new growth, or does it become bottled to the ground? So this is not a riot to me. How about an Otsi Kshen Nakov? What would be the din there? Well, what do you mean? What would be, if it's not Nakov, it's not Nakov. What's your question? Maybe, I understand what you're asking. You're asking, you started off with an Otsi Kshen Nakov. So something that grew in it wasn't chayiv now to take off Meiser. Then you went ahead and you made a hole in it. So now, the new growth will be chayiv in Meiser. And that's considered to be the equivalent of its Hashrasha. And your question, essentially, is the question that Rava was asking before, that this is that issue. Whether now I have to take off for the whole thing or not. That seems to be the question. But even that is not really a question. See, because Hacha Chodazriani, Yichburi Hudaka Michbra Va'ela, but Asam Shtezriotni, there's a big difference between your case and Rava's case, and even that, it's different. Because the point over here is, by the case of Rava, you have two separate acts of Zriya. So, okay, I understand. Over there, the question is whether the second act now is Machayev, whether the Tosefet can now turn around to be Machayev the Yikr. But in your case, the moment that I do the drilling of the hole inside the atzitz, that is in fact the act of zriya for both pieces. So over there, I mean, it's not even the same as Rava's case, and becomes now the real hashrasha, because the hashrasha in the otzichenu nakov is not mechayev, but when it becomes now mushrish in the ground, and that's the way we view the otzichenu nakov now, that becomes nakuva, it's like a new hashrasha. So this is the moment of the chiyuv, so the whole thing becomes chiyuv. So even your question isn't even really as subtle as Rava's question is. In your question, no issue at all. That's one zriya and it's all chiyuv at the same time. Boy, Rebbe Avu, how about a case of a shibolet shemarcha b'kri v'shatla v'karava Hashem b'mechuber ma? What would be the din if you went ahead, you took off your miser, you did you took the kli that you used, which is called the refet, and you took that, you smoothed it out, and that's the davar that's machayev now. You now were made a teva, you now plant it, and then you carry the shame of truma of using the shibolot that you have in the ground. Can I make it now truma when it's in the ground? Now, do we say even the marcha tavlala shikarala shem kichala? Look, the maricha and the kri with the record, that's the davar that's kevel teva. Now, even though it's in the ground, it's still not nishrash. I now call it truma, it becomes truma. Or do we say the moment that I put it in the ground, it's now no longer called teva? If on the tzad that it would be shayach now to make a truma, then that would mean that we have truma that's a b'chuba l'karka. But it's not matzino truma b'chuba l'karka. It says somewhere or other, although it isn't clear where, that there's no such thing as truma b'mechuba l'karka. Omar lei, so Abaye told the Talmidim, no. When it says lo matzino truma b'mechuba l'karka, it's talking about le'ulinian chiyuve misa v'chaymesh. That's a completely different issue. There it revolves around the question of what is the derech of achilas truma. And it's talking about that if you go ahead and you're tailish something that is truma, but maybe it's not a truma, but you're tailish it and you eat it, then that's the norm of achila and you would be chayim. But igachin v'achil, if you bend over and you eat the plant that's in the ground, that's not considered to be derech achila and it's batla daita tzokolado. And therefore, even though, yes, it's Asra's truma, but the act that you did was not an act of Asra's truma, because it has to be derech Asra's truma. It's a completely different issue. That's not Nagia, the chavos of truma. So over there too, if you have the entire plant put in the ground, and now, it may be that it is truma, but you won't be chayiv on biting it when it's in the ground.
But what does that mean? he had reaped his wheat.
He did the same thing. He put it, yeah, he put them all together with the roots. He put the whole thing into a container. He was in the Mareachet like that. Then he went ahead and he stuck it back into the ground. But it's the same crazy thing that we've had all along. Here the question is whether the putting into the ground is Mabata Vashem Tevel Prime. It can't become Truma. So they wanted to bring a Raya that if it's, if in fact it would be Truma, so then it would be Shayak Bav Truma, that's a Makobel
Akarka. If you gave Truma in the tree already, wouldn't that be possible?
He didn't give Truma, it was not there, it was Bechayev in Truma. So therefore it's no Raya. Wait a minute, they tied into Abaye. My Shami Nikasava Pinkasa the Ilfa. We found on Ilfa's Pinkas, everybody held a little notebook for them, so you weren't allowed to write down the Mishnah in a way that would be formatted for teaching, but you could use it, or you could have your own private Pinkas to have the Zikaron of the various Shmuras. So in Ilfa's notebook, it said that Beitze Nivlas Arifa Tahor, and you have a cluster of eggs in a Nivlas Arifa Tahor. That you have an egg now that is partially out of the bird, partially in the bird. So miktsasim b'chutz, miktsasim b'fnim. So mi b'fnim, those eggs that are still mechuber in the bird are metamim begad ma'beit habliyah. Mi b'chutz, ein metamim begad ma'beit habliyah. If they're outside, they're considered already to be eggs, not to be part of the bird, and therefore they're not metamim also mevela when you eat them. So there, mibifnim is the pshat that the person ate it together with the bird. So he eats it inside of the bird. I mean, isn't that the same thing as mechuber lekarka? The Gemara, of course not. Here, that's to do with derech achila. It's on the pshat that with something is mechuber, it loses its shame. Here, the point over here is the tolush avid inishti achla. Also, the mechuber lo avid inishti achla. I mean, it's not normal for a person to eat a plant that is still connected to the ground. People pick plants, and then they eat them. Some are male. There's a chisorin in the derech achila. Omrat of Yumi Barkisna Mashmul Hazorea Kilayim Beatzit Sheino Dakuf Asur. You're not allowed to plant Kilayim in a container that doesn't have an outlet. Omrat Bai, you know, Bishlemi Ashminan Loke Magas Marjus Bin Rabbonim. If he had told me something like, you're Chayav Malchus if you do that, Min Rabbon. Shabbos, at least he would have taught me something. But us, I don't understand what's the finish of us. My command, what's he coming to tell me? That what? That an us, Sheino Noku, that Min Rabbonin has a din of Zriya, and you don't look at it as just being stomped in a bottle. And everybody knows that. Tanina, this is Beferish, Taram, Sheino Naku, Vala Naku. Truma, Ve'alazor, Ve'itron. If somebody takes off truma from an atzit she'eno nakovan an atzit hanakov, that it still has a shame truma, except that should I don't say the truma. So you see that minarabbanan, it has a shame zriya, because otherwise why would we say it's truma? We should say that. That's not truma. That's like taking it out of a bottle now. So memela must be that there's got to be some other finish over here, but to say that it's also, that's obvious. I need to know how also. David didn't mamash the Zuriya. So Kiyibu Zoro, there'd be Chayav Malchus on it. That would have been a finish. Hachitim v'haseorim v'hakusmim v'hashibolat shual v'hashifog. Our five minei dagan are five minei dagan legabe all of the inyani. Hareilu chayavim v'chala. These are the only minei that are chayav v'chala. And then it's tarfim zeimze. If you now have a flour that is made out of, you know, they sell now 7 grain, it's the latest thing, you know, 7 grain crackers. I never said 5 grain crackers.
They have five grain crackers.
So you could be mitzarek the various grains into a single dough, and they'd be chayav and challah. The asurim b'chadash, when they say apesach, these are the minim that are Osir and Kodak should say before the Omer Lefer. Omer will see that we have an ongoing problem with the Girsa. We'll have to read Lefnei HaPesach, Lefnei HaOmer throughout this whole sugya. Umili Ktsar, Lefnei HaOmer, you're not allowed to be coached to them. So here the Rosh's Girsa is Liktsar, Lefnei HaPesach. Because anyway you can't do Ktsira afterwards because it's Yom Kippur. The only time you can do Ketzirah, what's he going to say? He gets a Ketzirah before the Omer. I mean, obviously, anyway, it's going to be Pesach. So he says, he licks him and says, Pesach is also. Hishrim Hishrishu, Kodam La'omer, furthermore, the similarity of these grains is that if they had already been mushrashim before the Omer, then the Omer is matter them. If not, you have to wait until a year later to be matter them with the next Omer. Tana in the bright head says that kusmin are a type of chitin, and shibolet shual and shipon are a type of saorin. Now this is nogeya, the dinim of itstarfus. There's two dinim of itstarfus. There's itstarfus called mishuchi, and there's itstarfus, which is actual mixing of the dole of akhila, the flour. So if you actually mix a dough, you can have a tziruf of any of the minim. But to be mitzarev, with you have two doughs and you touch them to one another, they should become like one dough. That it has to be of the same min.
For challah,
for the shiur. So the same min would be kusmin and chitin, or shibolet shuol, shifon and saorim. Those are the minim. Now let's say kusmin are a subspecies of wheat.
It's not buckwheat. It's not
like... No, buckwheat is not. I know it's not buckwheat. I don't know. I've seen discussions on that, but I've seen a lot of different. There's a lot of arguments among the botanists. It was always assumed. I think what spelt was it?
Spelt.
No, spelt was the question of. I think. Gabi Dolchan is also a question with a Dolchan, right? I think nowadays they call it spelt Dolchan.
Because they have sell a bread, the spelt bread today, and even the Makola here, you get it. The question is, would it be.
What is
that? Dolchan, not cooking, you're saying Dolchan.
Right. There's a lot of discussion about whether it's another Dolchan or not. As a matter of fact, there's an argument what Ora is. And Rashi does this too. So Kusmi, you know, nobody has the Steinsaltz with the pictures. And So now Kusmin is Gulba, if that helps. Shipon is called Dishra, and Shibolet Shual is, of course, I mean, that's a targum in Aramaic of Shibolet Shual, it's Shibolet Tal. Atala is a Shual in Aramaic. Maybe Spilta, maybe, yeah. Anyway, so, but you see that the Gemara, the Brice is telling us that these are Dafka, but Orez V'Dochan are not included. Orez V'Dochan Lo. I mean, not really, how do we know this from the Torah? Omer Shlok Shashi Lechem Lechem Yimatsa. No, by the Sudya. Of the Inyanim of Chada, she says, Vayobachokem mi lechem aretz. So it's called lechem aretz. But lechem is the word that's used by matzah, lechem only. So just like matzah can only be from the chameshes min ha'adam, so too the dinim of Chala, Vachokem mi lechem aretz, and the same we'll see later on, the same applies therefore to the heter of Chada, is all these meanings. And how do we know by matzah? Ask me, Gufa Minolan, who told us that matzah has only these five meanings? Oh, Meshwakesh, Achaint on the very Rebbe Shmo, Achaint on the very Rebbe Leizer Ben Yaakov. Oh, Makra, lo tochal alav chameit, shivat yamin tochal alav matzot vachamoni. You see that the Torah makes chametz and matzah interdependent. In other words, dvarim haba'im midei chimutz, adam yatzei ben midei chobat ha-pesach. Yodzeru shein ba'im midei chimutz, avad bei sirachon. So the same thing, lo tochal alav chametz, is that which is vat yamin tochal alav matzot. But if the thing that you have can't be chametz anyway, then it is not possible to call it matzah. But matzah exists as the mirror image of chametz. So any meal that cannot make chametz cannot make matzah. Oras v'dochan, if they're left to rise, they don't rise, they just rot, they decay. So it's a sirachon. So therefore, we know they're not included under matzah. Once we know they're not included under matzah, we know they're not included under chala. Umitztarfim zeim ze, tana hatfuava kemafim vapetzeikot mitztarfim zeim ze. When we say tziruf, you could be mitzarev, shiurim, of things that are not the same at all. So in other words, you have botzeik on the one hand, and the chitin literally tfuah, that are pure chitin, they would all be mitzaref l'ma yofasa, amrav kanalin in chodesh. That if you have this, and they're all chodesh, you would be chayiv. Rav Yosef Amar, no, even when in chometz b'pesach, you have a plain chita. Shouldn't think that a chita can't become chometz. It has to be kemach. A chita can become chometz also. So in other words, you have chitim that you left lying in mayim, so those chitim would be chometz. So they're mitzaref together with kemach that you would put in mayim, or with the actual dough that you had already mixed, and they would all be mitzaref for the shiur of Achilas Chametz. Refok Omalin in Maisa Shein, Yalka Lechutz Lechol Ma'aloki, they would be mitzarev, even Lagabe, that they're Maisa Shein, you eat them outside of Lechol Ma'a, Yochai Malkas, Rova Omalin in Tumas Erechlin, and the Kiddush is, I say, I don't know, what do I need to know the mitzarev Lagabe Tumas Erechlin? I don't really. It's a trick to teach me Valkamash Malon. By putting it together in this fashion, saying something which doesn't seem to have any meaning, so the chiddush would be the tvuo k'machin dumia the bitzekot mahatam uchla be'ene apochanami uchla be'ene. The chiddush would be that since we put tvuo together with batzek, it has to be in the same state of suitability for achila. In other words, be'en, that which is the foodstuff, is now be'en. And that comes to tell me, like it says in the Braisa, Vahatanya, indeed, as it says in the Braisa, Achita ben klufa ben shina klufa mitzarefet. You could be mitzaref chita to other things, foodstuffs, for the shiur, whether it has on it the klipa or not. But a se'ora, we're over there, you cannot eat the klipa of the se'ora. So only klupa is mitzarefet, but she'ena klupa is not mitzarefet. And that is good for the chiddush of putting it in this fashion, that they're all mitzarefet, meaning they're mitzarefet the same way. The same way you can easily chew on a batzek, you have to be able to chew on the tvuah. So a chita you can chew on, but a shibboleth shual, if you don't take off the sorry, if you don't take off the klipa, then it's not really edible. Is that true though? I mean, what's the whole marker of the shiur of Tuma? How called Zera Zerua Asher Yizareya? That's the parish of Tuma Zerua, right? So now, what does it say? How called Zera Zerua Asher Yizareya? It's a little bit redundant. I mean, obviously, a Zera Zerua is Asher Yizareya, no? So we learn out, says the Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel, that comes to teach me, that it's Kidar Shebnei Adam Osim Zeria. Chita beklipata, usara beklipata, v'adashim beklipata. So over here it says the Farish, that even though the se'ora still has its klipa, that the din of Tumas Eichlin applies to it. So why shouldn't it be mitzarif to the shear of Tumas Eichlin? Yet you're claiming the only reason that we put together a tziruf of tfua and batzek was to teach me that it's not mitzarif that has the klipa. So I understand. What do you do with the batzek? What do you do with the way the Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel understands the pasuk? Lo kasha. Ha'balakot, ha'biyaveshot. Actually, it depends. If you have a zera zeruah, which is fresh, so then enochinami, the klipa is mitzarev, because it's considered to be a shemer. And the truth is, even in terms of our halacha, Rashi brings another that he was a Makabo from his Rabbeim, although he's very disturbed by it because it was the only pshat he was Makabo, and it doesn't explain the din of Shimur. Now, the problem over here is that a klipa is called a shemer for the sea. You know that a shemer is mitzarev to the yoichlin, even though itself it's not edible. So if you can't explain the shemer part, then you haven't really answered the problem of the pasuk that's on the very Shmuel. Rashi says from Yisrael, he was makabo, that the pshat in the sugi is that if it's fresh, so then it's edible like the way it is. But as he points out, how does that help us in the sugi? It doesn't really help. The nafkamina isn't in terms over here whether it's edible or not. The nafkamina is whether it has a din of shemer. And if it has a din of shemer, it should be mitzarev because it's a shemer, even if I'm not going to eat it like that. So there would still be a stira. Therefore, Rashi learns that if it's dry, his own pshat is, if it's dry, it's not even a shomer. Because it becomes now, you basically you rub it, it just falls off. So what kind of shomer is that? It's only a shomer when it's stuck onto the grain. Then it's very hard to get it off. It indeed protects the seed. Once it's dried, the klipa of the seira falls right off. So that's the pshat that he would suggest in the situation. On which side? On the comparison to Kamochim? The fact that it's edible for sure makes him ask me, yes. But Lagabi, the shear of the tziruf over here, then it has to be like the kemach, that it wouldn't be, it wouldn't define that shear. This is not the way that I eat it, so then I can't be mitzvah for it either. And those are, I don't know, yeah, you're raising an interesting issue, which we can hear the difference in Rashi's Rabbeim also. In other words, you could have something that is technically anoichli, this is Mekabel, and then it's a dinashimu, that's what they're timing. And the dinashimu, and afal pike, you're still going to have to address the question of whether I would eat it this way and whether therefore it should be mitzvahed. I don't know, Taka. It's a very interesting question. V'yatsurim b'chadash. So here we go again with our question of the girsa. So you'll see that the girsa becomes rather significant to not understand the sugya later on. So the Bach suggests that it should say over here milifnei omer. What does the Yisur Chadash have to do milifnei Pesach? The Yisur Chadash certainly has to do milifnei omer. So we know any milay. How do we know that the din of Chadash is also dependent on these meaning? Because we find the same halacha that's called lechem poli the caramel that it says the gabi chodash, also a lotion of lechem. So we have lechem that's used for chala, as the we had before. We have the that's the chafemi lechem aras. We have lechem that's used by matzah, the lechem aini, and we have the lechem poli the caramel that's used in the yisur chodash. Therefore, all of those minim are the same. And there are surim liktsor, lifnei ha'omer, or in the roshes, lifnei ha'pesach, minoan imile, omer and yochanan. How do you know there's an isafat? Maybe an isafatash, how do you know there's an isafatira? Ask your reishis michala. Because, it's very interesting, that the reishis that is said, lagabe, the Reishis Arisei Seichem, which is Mechayim and Chala, we already know that Chala is only these five meaning because we learned it out from Lechem, from the Lechem of Matzah. But it also says Reishis Ktirchem, Megabi the Einer, which means that anything which could be Chayim and Chala, the Reishis of the Ktira has to be the owner. So even though they are themselves not Roy for the Einer, because they're Chita, for instance, nonetheless, they're also in Ktsira, Kedem Ha'imer. Now, when you say Kedem Ha'imer legabe the Ktsira, what did you mean, then, what shear are you talking about? So Rabbi Yonah says what it means before the Ktsira Sa'imer. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Bar Zivda Omer, Kodem Lahava'at Omer. Actually, it means before bringing the Omer. So the question over here would be whether we would say that Heir Mizrach would be the shear of the Heter. No, it says we're not already matzah, that's the kar, we're talking about the Ktsira Sa'imer. At the night already, that's the next morning we're talking about. Or whether we actually need the Hakrava Sa'imer in order to be matzah. Now, not asurim b'chadosh lifnei ha'arina, the lixos me'apesa. Again, here the gears is where it's critical. So bishlein l'banjam ha'kodem havas ha'arina. If you're telling me that there's a shear that I have to wait until it's mutter and chadosh till I actually bring the aimer, that would explain why ha'arina the loka arid l'uvatonimu. That's why I can't combine the two sugyas. Like this, I could have said, oser b'chadosh v'liktsor lifnei ha'arina. But I can't do that because the Liktsar Lifnei Omer would be before the Ktsira, and the Akhira of the Yisr Kodesh would be until the actual Havah. So that would explain why I can't use the word, I can't put them together. So I'm not going to put them together if we have the separate years of your Kerem LePesach. I can already use the Lashon Kerem LePesach in terms of the Yisr Ktira, you know, because anyway, I can't replace it during Yontif. But if you're going to tell me, Lamad Yomer, Kerem Ktira Tainer, if Lamaita, the Shir of Yisr Kodesh, is the same as the Shir of Yisr Ktira, okay, I understand technically, I mean, there may be a half an hour difference between them. Yeah, the Ketiras Aymer is like in the nighttime, near the morning, so it should be fresh. I say, okay, it's in another half an hour, and already we're not going to be mocked on that. I should just say together that they're all Yisr Kodesh and Yisr Ktira until the Aymer. That's all, and then everything would make sense. So why don't I just allow Rina Velitzina? I could put them together. Asirim Bekodesh Velitzina, the Aymer. Hello, Yitmar Sefer. Actually, the whole Mark Locus was not, we made a mistake, wasn't going on this question as to when it's mutter. It's my Kainim Laimer, it's talking about like this. Im Hishrishu Kainim Laimer, Aimer Matiram. That's the point. When we say that if they took root before the Aimer is Matir. When you say before the Aimer, what does that mean? The Aimer has to be rooted in the ground at the same time that these things are rooted in the ground, so that when I do the ktsira, I'm doing the ktsira for all things now rooted. Or no, the pshat is that when I go and I bring the armor is not everything that is now in the ground. Even though at the time that I was kites of the armor, maybe these things hadn't yet taken ashrash. Yeah. Maybe they take root in the morning. Yes, for sure, of course. Yes, we're talking about a shir, basically of days, the end of those 3 days, or the, whatever the shir is, the shiva yom, the 2 weeks, I don't know, that's the machlokas. Omale, Rabbi Loza, the Rabbi Yoshi, the Dari. Rabbi Loza said to the Rabbi Yoshi, who was in his door, not to be confused with Rabbi Yoshi, the Tana, but there was a Rabbi Yoshi, an Amora, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Loza. So he told him, Motese Vakarech Ad Mefarashi Lo Masnis. I would like to understand once and for all the meaning of this drasha. How do I know that the Omer is matir dakin hashrasha? Claims over here that it's all tolling in hashrasha. Where do you know that from? Minolan tefsiv aviv lavmich lavli ikalav aviv. If it says the aviv is called beish mashma, that there are the other things that are not aviv at the same time. So lechayla, the not aviv means that it's hashrosh. Why? I don't understand. The lav aviv, yes, but la'olam da'al shlish, maybe it's a third growth. Who says hashrosh? Something that's a third grown is called aviv. It's not ripe yet. So that doesn't prove it.
Aviv is ripe.
But Shlish is not Hashrosha. I mean, Shlish could be three weeks after Hashrosha. Hello, Mashma. Me'achel Charmesh. The pshat is that it should be roi for a sickle. So it should be able to hold it and cut it. Mashma, that there's other things. Lav mefaldik alav bar Charmesh. So in other words, that grain, me'achel Charmesh for kama, you have some Charmesh that's kama. The rest of it isn't Charmesh. So the Yezid Charmesh is not Roy even to cut. It's not Roy to cut. It must mean it's the Shir of Hashrosh. No, says Rabbi Elazar to him. Who says? Maybe it's Lav Bar Charmesh, but it's Shakas. Shakas is a lot more. Shakas is the animal feed levels. You have now the like grass that looks like growing out of the ground. Animals can still eat it. Why isn't that maybe the Shir that the Yomer is Matir? Who says the Shir is Hashrosh? Omer of Yitzchak. Well, it says also Bakoma. So Lav Mechad, Lav Bar Kama. You see that it's not even the Shir of Kama, but it doesn't have a leaf yet. And before it, that's what a Kama is. A Kama is a stalk. No, maybe it's Lav Bar Kama, but it's still an Agam. Because an Agam bends over, right? The Kama means it's stiffened, so it sticks up. But you can have the early leaf that is not stiff, so it's not a kama, but it'll hang down on the ground, but it's way beyond Hashrasha. And Hashrasha, I don't necessarily see anything above the ground. So I still don't understand. How do you know that the Shear is Hashrasha? Maybe the Shear is Adam. Hello, my Rava. It comes from a whole different thing. It comes not from the Parsha that you're all looking into, which is the Parsha of Chodesh itself. If you take a look at the way that Shavuos is first introduced, it's called Chag HaKatzir Bikurei Maasech Asher Tizra. So Asher Tizra means Mishazriya. I'm a little Papa Rova. Oh, so it's Mishazriya. So maybe you don't need Ashrasha. So you also have to get the Holy Shrishnami. Oh, my way, Sudani. Hey. Of course, Sudani is a play on words. Sudni is a beer maker. Rav Papa was a beer maker. Sudani is my personal secret man, person with whom I share my secrets. But it's also a third remez. There's a remez to Talmidei Chachamim, which is Sod Hashem Lirayot. So Rav always enjoyed calling Rav Papa Sudani. The Gemara gives a fourth remez elsewhere that why is a beer maker called a Sudani? Because he keeps a very good secret in his recipe and makes a lot of money out of it. So it's it's a nice secret to have. So anyway, so he called him Sudani. That it's a good question, but it says Asher Tizra Basadeh. Where else are you going to be Zoreya in outer space? And all the pshat is that it's become a chubra to the Sadeh. So that means that it's already passed the Zriya and it's now in the field with Hashrasha. So that way we get all of the clarity of the Shiva.